Senate Republicans invoke nuclear option to more easily confirm Trump's nominees. By Paul Bois on September 11, 2025. Senate Republicans have now invoked the nuclear option that could change the chamber's rules and more easily allow them to confirm President Donald Trump's nominees. The 53-43 party line vote came after negotiations intensified earlier Wednesday on a bipartisan deal to speed the nominations. But it failed to get enough Democratic support and Republicans moved forward with the partisan rule change, The Hill reported on Thursday. Senator John Thune, RSD, said Democrats need to quit stalling. "This has to be fixed," said Thune. "We offered you a proposal that had your fingerprints on it. It wasn't even your fingerprints, you initiated it. It's time to move. It's time to quit stalling, it's time to fix this place." The nuclear option would allow Republicans to confirm nominees en bloc and would allow the party to change rules simply by a majority vote. The Republican plan was based on one offered by Senators Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Angus King, ME, in 2023. The Democratic proposal would have allowed en bloc consideration and passage of up to 10 nominees greenlighted by individual committees, added The Hill. The bipartisan package that was being discussed would have increased the number under the Klobuchar-King bill from 10 to 15. In an exclusive with Breitbart News recently, Senator John Thune wrote that both sides have long agreed that a president deserves to have his or her administration in place, quickly. "That doesn't mean we don't disagree. But it does mean when nominees are held up, opposed, or blocked, it's for a legitimate purpose, not for leverage in partisan games. To score political points at the expense of public safety," he wrote. "Now, while I agree with the above sentiment, those sentences aren't actually mine. Those are the words of Democrat leader Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, in 2022, when President Joe Biden already had 405 Senate-confirmed nominees in place, 230 of whom were confirmed via voice vote," he added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.